All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everything has been set up properly for this all-new Club Soda break. Now, let me turn the mic over to our regular Club Soda staff announcer here at UMN, Mr. Waxley Molding.
Well, thank you, Bud. This is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer for the Weatherman's Club Soda Break. Now, before we get into tonight's Club Soda Break, I'd like to say a few words about the long tradition of Club Soda Breaks here on the Over the Edge program. As you regular listeners know, whenever the Weatherman's here on the show, he will take a Club Soda Break. And that generally involves Altoid mints. Yes, Altoid mints, which he will put in his mouth and then suck Club Soda up through a straw, over the little Altoid mints, and down his gullet, creating a very, very stimulating sensation in his mouth. Well, tonight, we decided to test the Weatherman with some all-new mints. Yes, that's right, we have different kinds of mints, a whole range of mints. We have Blitz Citrus Orange, Mentos Cool Chews, Icebreakers, Vela Mints, Chocolate Mints, folks, Chocolate Mints, and the usual Altoids. So, we'll begin now. Weatherman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? The microphone is in the glass now.
All right, and you're going to pour some of that delicious soda into that glass.
Let me open it now.
And as soon as I hear that pouring, I will start the club soda music.
Okay, did you hear that little hiss?
Here it comes.
Okay.
Here it comes. And we're off. We're off on another Club Soda Break with the Weatherman. And now, this is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer, with the all-new mint test. Weatherman, which one are you going to try first?
Okay, I think I'm going to try these little... What's it called? Citrus Orange.
Citrus Orange Blitz brand.
It
citrus
says,
orange.
What's this other word? It says Splenda. Boy, that's kind of funny. Let me take a little sip of club soda first.
Clear the palate, as always. Get those taste buds perking up.
Okay, I'm going to open these Blitz.
Okay, here comes test mint. A Blitz Citrus
I'm trying to open it, it won't open.
And he can't
there
get
it.
That
there
does not bode well for Blitz.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, they're cute little things, little white things. They look like little eggs.
All right, now are we ready for our first sipping?
Let me put it in my mouth.
He's putting it in his mouth. Do you put it under your tongue or to the side of your tongue, or do you put
Actually,
it on top of your tongue?
On top of my tongue, or my upper teeth are kind of touching it from the back.
Okay, holding it in place as that liquid passes by, correct?
Okay, I'm going to... Ooh, this is a nice combination. This is kind of orangey, and my club soda is blackberry flavored.
Oh, wow. This should be fun. Here we go. And now, sipping clear, sparkling club soda, and getting high already. Listen to those sucking sounds as that pure, sparkling, bubbly water passes over that
Blitz chew up
mint.
This Blitz a little bit. It's really hard, but it sure has a nice flavor.
Break it up more surface area to catch that club soda and dissolve as it goes
but
by.
I might even buy some of these myself. This orange and the blackberry go good together.
Terrific. Well, let me know when it's gone, and then we'll start with our next mint test.
Let me chew it up. It's really hard. I don't want to swallow it. I want to savor it.
The Weatherman enjoying this quite a bit. Some whole new tastes and flavors coming at his mouth.
I'll drink the last of this little bit now. Oh, a nice burst of mint here.
Two dregs of club soda.
Now, that was great. That was really good. I didn't even choke this time.
Now, remember the sensation and the quality of the sensation and the level of the sensation, because when we're all done, you're going to have to decide which mint won the club soda break.
Yeah. I've got the microphone in the glass again, so I'm going to pour a little more into the glass.
Now, what will be your next mint?
Let's see. I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to take this out of the glass for a minute. I'm going to go with the Mentos, I think, this next time.
Mentos.
Okay, I'm going to put the thing back in the glass again. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Cool Chews, they're called. Cool Chews.
Okay.
This is very exciting. There goes that club soda into that glass, over that microphone. Healthy dose tonight.
Okay, that's enough.
That should be enough.
All right, let me get out a cool chew here.
Here comes the cool chew.
Oh, boy, I almost fell on the floor. These are much better.
Oh, don't start me laughing again, weatherman.
Okay.
It's in his mouth. There it is, the patented weatherman technique on top of the tongue, held tight, held firm with the teeth.
Yeah, my
then
upper teeth, it's right behind my...
Right behind his upper teeth. Then the straw, and
okay,
that delicious, clear, sparkling club soda.
Here I go.
Pouring through that straw like a sewer pipe right into his mouth. There he is, the famous choke. Now the laugh, as the patented ingredients of Cool Chews start to hit the neurons of his brain. On fire now. There's the laughing, choking combo.
Oh, this is soft. It got real soft. I can chew this one up. I thought it was going to be real hard. It's nice and soft.
They don't call them Cool Chews for nothing, weatherman.
Yeah. Let me chew it up a little bit.
He's chewing now, exposing more of the interior of the Cool Chew to the sparkling
soda. That's pretty nice. Okay, I'm going to drink the rest of this little bit of club soda here.
Here comes the rest of the club soda, downed in one final suck. There it goes, across the tongue, taking little particles of Cool Chew with it.
I think you're right. I'll swallow the whole thing whole.
Combining into a fantastic taste combo in the mouth. There it is. He's just about done.
All right. What should I try next here?
And his next mint, making the decision now, very difficult. Will it be Icebreakers? Will it be Velements Chocolate Mints?
Yeah, think for a minute. I gotta
Only
pour the...
Only the weatherman can tell at this point.
I'm gonna pour the next dose of club soda before I decide.
Preparing now his next glass of club soda, all ready for that next mint test. There it goes. Listen to that carbonation as it hits that glass surface. All the little bubbles bursting with what's inside those bubbles anyway?
I think it's carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide bursting forth into the glass as the club soda hits the surface and smashes all its little bubbles.
These Velements Chocolate Mints.
Now bring that music down there. That's better. We want to hear every single nuance of every single drink. Which mint is it going to be?
Can't get the box open. It's the Velements Chocolate
Mints. The Velements Chocolate Mints.
This could be pretty good.
This is something brand new. I don't think we've seen chocolate mints before, but they're here now. Because there is no end to mint inventiveness.
I think I got it now. Okay, these are nice. They're all kind of brown.
Well, of course they're brown. They're chocolate.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to put one in my mouth.
There it is, set in place, held in firmly with the teeth, the tongue quivering, waiting for that first suck.
Could you hold up a minute? I haven't even got it in my mouth yet.
Well, I'm
getting ahead of everything here. Let me put it in.
Trying to prime the audience.
I know.
For the moment that club soda starts.
Okay, it's in my mouth now.
All right, he has the mint in. And here comes the club soda.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I might buy some of these, too.
There it is. His first suck across the chocolate vellum. Oh, look at him quiver. Oh, all sorts of unusual facial expressions on this one. The patented choking, the sucking, the choking, the laughing, all coming together much more rapidly than usual.
Oh, this is really nice. This broke up a different way in my mouth.
He is impressed with the vellum.
It all broke up real fast and dissolved. Now,
let me
mix some club soda with it real quick here.
More clear, sparkling club soda.
Yeah, I just made chocolate club soda. That was great. That was really good. Let me finish it off here.
And there it is. The chocolate vellum and club soda combo.
Okay, well, that was pretty nice.
All right, I hope you're keeping in mind, Weatherman, which one is winning.
Well, I have to try them all. And close
now,
this little
there's
box.
There's nothing left but the icebreakers and the Altoids, of course.
And I've got two varieties of Altoids.
Two kinds of Altoids tonight.
Yeah.
Boy, did he come prepared.
Okay, how do I open this damn thing?
Opening the icebreaker tin now.
Icebreaker plastic, really.
A plastic tin, that's correct.
I wonder how I'm going to get this if I'm going to dump this all over the floor.
Well,
there it goes. I think I got one now.
Slight delay here.
Okay. I got it in my hand.
All right, he has
it
out now.
It's a little white pill with little green dots all over it.
Little white pill. Probably the smallest of all the mints, wouldn't you say, Weatherman?
No, actually, the first ones I tried, the
Blitz.
Orange Blitz.
Citrus orange,
they were
yes.
the smallest. Okay,
right.
I think I'm going to set this down and pour the next glass of club soda.
Ooh,
I had to burp there.
Club
Did you
soda.
Hear that? Okay, I got ahead of myself here. Yeah, you probably did. Don't get so close.
And now, pouring that club soda into that mic'd glass, all that carbon dioxide swirling around in the glass, ready to go right up his nose.
Where else do you think it's going to go?
Frankly, I'm not so sure about these rock-like mints.
Okay.
Very painful
got
to
in
rub
the
into the
now.
Mouth.
Let's have no kibitzing until the weatherman has completed the mint test.
The
well, you should see us
cool
all in here. We're just aghast.
Yes, the weatherman's club soda break is a gas. A carbon dioxide-filled fun time for all. Well, have you got it?
This kind of makes me feel funny. These are weird. What a funny flavor.
Anybody who would eat as many mints as you just have in
I
rapid
think
succession
probably
would...
Probably it's mixing with the other ones, although it's been a couple
minutes. Can imagine
minutes.
It would feel funny.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to sip some club soda now.
Here it
with
comes.
With the icebreaker.
With the icebreaker. There's the sip. One of the longest sips tonight. Swirling it around now in his mouth, over the icebreaker, down the gullet, look out stomach, here it comes!
Oh, I don't like this one so well.
Ooh, he doesn't like the icebreaker.
It's got kind of a chemical taste.
Kind of a chemical taste. Whoa.
Let me chew it up.
He's chewing now.
But it's real hard, too.
It's real hard.
I'm gonna sip a little more.
He's
real strong, though.
Boy,
it's
now.
Almost
It's kind of got a salty character to it. You can imagine that.
An icebreaker.
It's a little bit salty almost.
A little bit salty. Oh, here comes the rest of that club soda. Sparkling the club. Dissolving that icebreaker. And causing the weatherman to gag and choke and then laugh. Oh, that was a good one.
God, he seems to have actually sprayed across the studio wall.
No, I hope not.
Spray. Stunning. There's a small orange and black flecks across the window.
Still drinking, still dissolving. Carbon dioxide and icebreakers going to the brain. Faster than cocaine.
Boy, that's kind of like taking dope or something. That was really strange.
All right, now I guess you're going to try.
I almost feel a little bit gothic.
I know you've often said.
That's a weird feeling.
You've often said that Altoids are the best mint. Well, tonight we're going to find out. After trying all these brand new
mints. Keep in mind,
mints,
I've got two varieties of Altoids.
All right, which one are you going to try first?
I'm
going to
try the wintergreen first, but am I going to get this other one out of my mouth, this other flavor?
Your other Altoid would be a peppermint.
Yes, the red container, but I'm going to try the blue container, which is the wintergreen.
Have you ever gone so far as to put one of each in your mouth at the same time?
No, do you want me to do that?
I think we could get out of this club soda break faster if you did them both together.
Well, let me pour the next amount, because I'm actually, this is just about right for this bottle.
Watch out, that is going to rock your mouth.
Okay, I'm going to pour it into the glass, and I got to turn it low.
Here comes the club soda refill. Once again, loading up for this final test. Listen to that carbon dioxide-filled liquid. And
again,
the final little fizz signaling the end of this pour.
Now I'm going to get a regular Altoid out of the red container.
This will be spearmint and peppermint together in the same mouth at the same time with sparkling club soda.
Did you say spearmint? It's wintergreen.
Wintergreen. I'm sorry, weatherman.
Okay.
I'm really, really sorry.
Not a problem. Okay, now I'm going to get the wintergreen one out.
Please forgive me.
I just did. It's okay. Whoops. What's going on here? Okay. The wintergreen ones feel a little different.
Please hurry. My tape is running out.
Okay. Tape.
All right. He's ready.
Let me kind of mix the... Oh, what a funny flavor.
He's ready. He's got them in his mouth now.
What a funny, weird flavor.
Two mints at the same time, held down by one row of teeth.
But it's more mild than the... And that's what I like. It's a little more mild.
Well, that's what we're going to find out, which you like better.
And this mixture is pretty nice. It's strange. I'm going to have some strange dreams after this with all these mint flavors. Okay.
Now, here comes the club soda.
Alright.
Here it is. The double mint stuff. He had a slight throwback there. A gag. And now the laugh. Oh my god, the weatherman must be so high by this time that his judgment could be off. But we'll find out when he's
Let me chew these up now.
He's starting to chew them, of course. After that first drink, you want to break them up and then let the club soda dissolve all the little particles.
Yeah, this is nice. This is not...
This is nice.
Not so strong as those others.
Not so strong. There's another big sip. That's a big one. Listen to that go down. Oh, an especially bubbly laugh from the weatherman now. Those two Altoid mints combining in a very peculiar way. with the club soda, making a combination that just can't be beat. But maybe it can. Maybe in the end, he'll think one of the other mints was better. That's what's so exciting about this very special club soda break.
I just finished it.
All right.
It's looking good, and I feel a lot better now.
We have now completed the first annual Weatherman Club Soda competition. Mint competition.
In my 20 years of broadcasting, I have never seen so much sorbitol in one place. I hope I never, ever do again.
I can tell you which one I hated.
All right, now let me go over them again. The Weatherman tried the Blitz Citrus Orange.
Yep.
He tried the Mentos Cool Chew. He tried the Icebreakers, and he tried the Velements Chocolate Mints, and he tried two kinds of Altoids together at the same time.
In fact, I think I can even tell you in order of which ones I like.
All right, we're going to have one through five or six.
Okay.
So we'll count the two as one, making it one through five. All right. Number one, what is the very best mint to take with Club Soda Weatherman?
No surprise. It is the Altoids. Absolutely. By a long shot.
I should have known.
And both flavors work nicely, too.
Both flavors of Altoids.
The wintergreen and the regular
ones. Hands down or hands up, would you say?
Oh, way up.
All right, hands up. And so that's number one. Number two, though, if you can't find Altoids, what would you choose?
They're all so awful. Everyone.
Citrus Blitz, I think.
Citrus of Orange Blitz.
Yeah, where it says Splenda.
That would be your number two
mint. Yeah, they
weren't
too bad. They mixed well with the blackberry flavor in the Calistoga Club soda.
Excellent. And number three?
It'd have to be the Velements Chocolate Mint.
Chocolate Mint? Well, I'm a little surprised. I would have put them lower.
What was that all about?
But the Velements Chocolate Mints came in third as a desirable combination with Club Soda. Now,
there is nothing even remotely desirable about that.
That would make your Icebreakers number five.
Oh, I forgot about the Mentos.
Oh, the Mentos.
They were after the chocolates.
That's right. So they would be number four?
Yeah.
All right, you have Blitz, Velements, Mentos, and your Icebreakers coming in.
Yeah, the Icebreakers were
pathetic last.
Not good at all. I didn't like
very,
them.
Those were the ones with the chemical taste. That's right. Well,
but of course,
there
the Altoids were best.
There you have it. The Weatherman's Club Soda Contest.
Can I keep all these men?
Yes, you can, Weatherman. You can keep them all. Do what you will with them. They've been touched now, and we cannot share.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That was very enjoyable.
Yes, it was, and for all our listeners, I'm sure it was, too. And this is Waxley Molding, your backstage announcer, saying so long from another Weatherman Club Soda break. Join us again next time, won't you?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
And for the grown-ups...